Okay, you're listening to the sound of a bar mitzvah. You're listening to Amud Chazaros and Eli Zimbrick Maseches, Rosh Hashanah, Daf, Yud Amud Aleph, shorter Amud over here. And we're going to start at the bottom of Tes Amud Beis. We just mentioned that the Zikr point for a Tes, you remember what Tes was?
Old ladies and teapots.
Right. Tess is the teapot. So there were the little ladies with the Tess teapot, with their Tess teapots, and they were concerned because they knew it was the Yovel year. They were going to have to give back their teapots to the original owners, which is not a real halacha. But it reminds us of the discussion of Yovel, of the Shemitah's Karkos and the Shiluah Kavodim, and the whole discussion about Yovel. Great. We're up to Daf Yud. And Yud is going to be a minion of Yidin. So minion being 10, and then Yud, Yidin. Okay. So minion. And let's start at the bottom, Testament Beis, 2 dots. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in the Brisa, Echad Anotea, Echad Hamavich, Echad Hamarchiv. Whether one who plants, or one who is Mavrich, Shrashi says, is Kovif Esas Moros Ba'aretz Shakorin Parfina. That basically you fold over branches, or roots, and replant them in the ground. So they're coming out, you replant them in the ground. Or you're marchiv them, which Rashi says is ilan b'chaveiro shekolin onister, which is some sort of grafting. That would be a mutter type of grafting. So any one of these three, essentially three types of plantings that someone would do. So he does Erev Shvius, which means in the year before Shemitah. So Shloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. If it's 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, now we know, of course, the Shemitah year starts Rosh Hashanah, right? That was in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said Rosh Hashanah, the Shemitah. But whenever the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah, typically it's referring to what we refer to as Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, Tishrei. So if you do it 30 days before the Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of the Shemitah year, also Rosh Hashanah, those 30 days will count as a year. Umuter l'kayim on b'shvius, and you're able to be mekayim them in shvius, meaning you don't have to uproot them, because we learned that there is a halach we learned in the previous amud. Yes, that there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shvius. So there's some amount of time before Shemitah that you can't do work, and that's going to be within 30 days. However, Pachos Mishloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if it's within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, Lo Osa Rosh Hashanah, that doesn't count as a year for it, first of all, but also the Kayim under Shvius, and you're not allowed to sustain it in Shvius. You actually have to take it out, you have to uproot it. Okay. Uperos, now top of Yoram Araf, Uperos Natiya, Zu, Asurin, Ad Tes Vav Bishvat. But the fruit of this plantling, the sapling, is Asur until Tu Bishvat. Imla Orla, Orla. Imla Ravai, Ravai. If it's for whatever reason, whether it's usher because of Arla or usher because of Ravai. So let's just a quick statement about what that is. So we know that the first 3 years of a tree, you're not allowed to benefit from the fruit, and that's called Arla. In the fourth year, it's called Ravai, and what has to be done with Ravai? Right, so to be taking your shalim, like Meister Behema, like Meister Shani, like Meister Behema, you have it, but in your shalim. And then in the fifth year, it's yours, totally yours, no issues. So
all of the fourth year stuff, all of it.
Yes.
A lot of stuff. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's much more. It's much more fruitful, pardon the pun, than the previous 3 years, where you didn't have anything at all.
Okay. You're saying it's not growing. It's not doing anything.
You're saying it's a big shot.
Not much is growing the first 3 years anyway, but the fourth year maybe there's some stuff.
You don't have to schlep all the stuff. You can transfer it onto coins. But yeah, you know, that's a good point. So yeah, it's a whole year's worth of stuff. It's much more than Meister Shani. I mean, unless he's very well that year. Okay, right. So anyway, so that is so that's Ravai. It's going to be usher until Tu B'Shvat, whether it's usher, completely usher like Orla or usher like Ravai, unless you're eating your shalayim. So what happened here? So Rashi explains that somewhere down the line, this left the category of a natiya, of like a plantling, of a sapling, and became a tree. So then, once it's a tree, then the Rosh Hashanah for it is Leilan. So we go based on Basar, it's called Chanata. We're going to discuss that later, a few blot. We're going to discuss that length of discussion about Chanata following the blooming. If the blooming took place after Tu B'Shvat, so then that's going to be another year. So again, we start counting from Rosh Hashanah, and 30 days before Rosh Hashanah will be a year of its own. But once you reach Tu B'Shvat, if it didn't start sprouting or blooming really until after Tu B'Shvat, so that's going to be. That's going to start the year of the blooming for the tree, and you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat is 3 years later before it's Ravai, and then you can actually have it. So what it comes out that despite that first 30 days, that aside, you're actually going into the fourth, a part of the fourth year. You can't even use that stuff. Up right for between Rosh Hashanah and Tu B'Shvat, you can't use that stuff at all. The between Rosh Hashanah and Tu B'Shvat of that fourth year, you don't treat it like Ravai. You treat it like Arla, right? Meaning, even though it's in the fourth year, we're treating the first half of that as if it's Arla, and then in the fifth year, when you would think, okay, this is all mine now. But between Rosh Hashanah and Tu B'Shvat, that stuff we treated like Ravai. So Gemara asks, Minohani Mili, where do we know this? Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Chiya Bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Umatuba Mishmed Rav Yanai. And Matuba, Rashi explains, some are inclined to say it in the name of Rav Yanai. We've seen such a lashon of you know, like, where sometimes where we paskin like something, we don't paskin in public, but we do it privately. We're inclined to say something like this. It's looking at it too. So anyway, some are inclined to say the name of Rabbi Yanai, but I guess not so confidently. Omar Kro, that the pasuk says ubashana harevius ubashana hachemishis. So let's see the full pasuk over there. Do you guys have the full pasuk? So the pasuk is Uvashana Haravis, Yea Kopir. I'm gonna read the shot way first. Uvashana Haravis, Yea Kopirio Kodesh Yilulam Lashem. And in the fourth year, it should be all of this fruit should be holy Hilulim Lashem. Not for now. Something of praise for Hashem. We discussed that in Sechet Brachos quite a while ago. Uvashana Hachemishis, and in the fifth year, you can eat it in the fifth year. That's a simple way to read it. However, this uvashana chamishis, so we read it kind of as if it's like, as if you could read both the uvashana chamishis with the first one. So I'll read the pasuk again the way that we're darshaning it. So uvashana revius. And also in the fifth year, right? So you could read it as if sometimes the fourth year applies to the fifth year, and the fifth year applies to the fourth year. So let's see. Uvashana harevius, uvashana hachamishis. Pa'amim shebaravius v'dayin asura mishum arla, upa'amim shebachamishis v'dayin asura mishum ravai. That sometimes there's some certain circumstances where in the fourth year we treat it like the fifth year, and in the fifth year we treat it like the fourth year. From this, okay, so that's the halacha. That's a source for sometimes treating the fourth year like Orla and the fifth year like Ravai. But now we want to try to analyze who is the Tana of this Braisa that we quoted down here. Lema de la Kermeir. Let's suggest it's not like Kermeir. De Kermeir, because if it's going to be like Kermeir, Ha Amar, Yom Echad Bashana Chashushana. Rameyer holds that one day in a year is considered a year. D'tanya, because we don't do the braisa. Par ha'amur b'Torah, stam ben esrim varba chodesh v'yom echad. Divrei Rameyer. So Rameyer teaches in a braisa that whenever the Torah says par, that there's a bull, typically you're going to have to bring for a karbon, how old does the bull have to be? Right? Is it an 8-day-old bull? Well, no, we wouldn't call that a bull. Right? There'd be a different name for that. Right? Probably an egel. Right? So at what point, when does it reach its bar mitzvah? Right? Or its par mitzvah? Okay? When does the par come of age that we say, okay, this is a par? So Rameyer says 24 months and one day. 24 months is 2 years. 2 years and one day. So really, we'll see in a moment. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Lazar says, Ben Esrim Va'ar Bachodesh V'lamid Yom. He says 24 months and 30 days. Which is, right, basically 2 years and a month. Shahaya Rameyer Omer, because this is based on what Rameyer said, which presumably everyone agrees with, even Rabbi Lazar, Kol Malkum Shinemar Egel Batara Stam Ben Shana. Ben Bakar, Ben Shtayim, Par, Ben Shalosh. So there are three terms that reflect three different ages of a bull or cat or cow, male, I don't know, whatever it is, creature, mooing creature reflected by three different terms. Sometimes it'll say Egel, sometimes it says Ben Bakar, and sometimes it says Par. Egel is 1 year old, Ben Bakar is a 2 year old. And par is a 3 year old. So everybody agrees that a par is a 3 year old. But how do you define three? 3 years. Is it, so Rameyer says it's 2 years and a day, while Rabbi Lasser says it's 2 years and a month. So now we see that Rameyer holds that one day is considered a year, while Rabbi Lasser holds 1 month is considered a year. So when we go back to the Braisa that we quoted on the bottom of Tesla of Days, and we said 30 days before Rosh Hashanah is considered a year. So it sounds like it's Rabbi Lazar, not like Rameyer. Rameyer says, no. A few times in Rameyer, you can even say it's Rameyer. Kikam Rameyer, Yom Echad Vashana, Chash Hashanah. Because when does Rameyer say that one day in a year is considered a year? Besof Shana. That principle only applies at the end of a year. Ava Betchila Shana, lo. But at the beginning of the year, you wouldn't say it. So 30 days, so like meaning one day before Rosh Hashanah, I'm not going to consider that a year. At the end of the process, after it was already 2 years old, then 1 year now we're in the third year. So let's take a look at Rashi, just to see how we explain that. Svara, Kikamar of Meir Besov Shanim. Got it? So kigam or Rameyer b'sof shanim kigon yom echad b'shana shlishis shehu sof hechsher shinosav shapar. For example, where it's one day in the third year, which is the end of the hechsher shinosav, the preparation of its years of being apart. Avo b'tchila shanim kigon shana rishana shalosh netia shehi tchilas minyan shnei orla lo amar. Right, so it's kind of like we're already in its last year of it's already in its last year. So there's something a strength to it over there. We almost touch on this topic on the second Amud of the Masechta when we're talking about what's a bigger chiddush, right? When we're trying to count the years of the king, right? So let's say there's one day in Adar, it's like the last day of Adar and the first day of the following season, it can go this way and it can go this way. And we said, well, one of them seems to be more of a chiddush than the other. And over there, Tosos actually quoted our Gemara here. So that's the suggestion. So maybe Rameyer is the author of this Braisa. He holds Yom Echad is Chashav Shana. Only at the end of the process, but at the beginning he would hold 30 days, and this could be Rameyer as well. Amarava, Rameyer rejects this. He says, no, V'lav Kavachomer, who isn't a Kavachomer, that svara does not make sense. Uman nidasha ain't chilas hayom olala besofa. So just like nida, that the beginning of the day does not count for it at the end, meaning the end of the week. And sof hayom olala b'tchilasa, but the end of the day counts for it at the beginning. So I'll just spell that out a little bit. So we know by Nida, Rashi explains over here as well, that the let's even take a look at Rashi. Nida she'en tchilas hayom olala b'sofa. Shenemar shivas yom tiyem b'nidasa, that she's going to be seven days in her nida. Tehem b'nidasa kol zayin. We don't say that on the seventh day, you know, like we do by Shiva, right? So usually people do mixas yom kikulo by the seventh day, so it's the seventh morning of Shiva, and like right after Shacharis, it's already walking block and it's over. So we don't say that by Nida. And Warren discusses why we would say that by Shiva, and we're Mikkel when it comes to Avelus. But we don't say that by Nida. That the woman has to wait to the very end of the seventh day until it's already night. But Sofa Yom Olala B'Tchilasa, however, Shim Rasa Samoch L'Shkia Sachama Olala Yom Zeh B'Zayin Yimei Nida, that if she saw close to Shkia Sachama, then this day counts for her. B'zayin yimei nida, v'enot shichas lemnos elavav v'hu. You only need to count six more after the day. So if it's before shkia that you saw her nida, so that's considered the first day. And even if it's only part of the day and it goes to night, v'ubenida diraisa kamar shenas kukul and nikiyam. Then he goes into the women were machmiros al atzman, and that they took laws of zava because of concern of zava, which does demand zayin nikiyam, even though Nida doesn't technically mean deraisa. It just gets into that over there. But the bottom line is that we learn from Nida that we're more likely to count mikzas something kikulo at the beginning, not at the end. So you're going to tell me a svara that Rav Meir only holds that Yom Echad Chashuv Gashana at the end? No, he's more likely to at the beginning. Therefore, if this one considers it 30 days in the beginning, it's probably not Rav Meir. All right, so let's read the words in the Gemara again. But Valav Kavachomer, who says Rava? Uma Nida Shein Tchilas Hayom Olala B'Sofa, that the beginning of the day does not go up for, does not count for her at the end of her 7 days. But nevertheless, sofayom olala b'tchilasa. But the end of the day does count for her at the beginning, the first of the seven zayinakim. Shana sheyom echad olala b'sofa. So a year where one day counts for it at the end. Eino din sheyom echad olala b'tchilasa. Isn't it logical that it would count one day for it at the beginning? So therefore, it doesn't seem to be possible to say such a svara, and therefore this braisa of the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah for an Atiya can't be Reb Meir. So I'll just read the next words just to get to wrap it up for what's coming up. Ve'elamai. So what are you going to say, Rabbi Lazar? So you're going to say Rabbi Lazar? That can't be, because Shloshim is Shloshim Boy. Because Rabbi Lazar would actually not require 30. He's going to require 30 plus 30 more, as we're going to see in this next mission that we'll save for tomorrow. But this next mission is going to have different opinions that Rabbi Lazar will say 30 days. He'll say 30 days by the case of a par, but over here he's going to acquire 30 plus 30 more by planting, and therefore it's going to be hard to say that Trevor Lazar as well, but we'll call it here.